Hello, Pope. Hello, everyone. My name's Scott Evans, and this is going to be a bonus episode for the Umbo podcast. This week, I'm joined by Sport Thought. He is a sports journalist from Anglesey. And yeah, would you like to introduce yourself a bit, Craig?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Scott. I really appreciate it. I'll put my little bit of Welsh in there first, so at least there's some Welsh in there. So yeah, diolch yn fawr. I'm Calvi Ar, Scott. Dwi'n falch iawn.
So yeah, do you want to like go into like a bit of like what you do for your job?
Yeah, so I am a sports journalist. Yeah, sports journalist for Sport Thought, which is basically just my own company. I do it completely out of like passion for local sports. Don't get paid anything for it, even though
All right.
I put a lot of work in. But like I said, it's worth it because I get to promote local people, local sports, and yeah, it's just it's amazing. Something I've done since 2018. So yeah, something I really enjoy doing. The way that I got into it was through university. So basically, we had an assignment to do three articles and then create a website to like house those articles.
All
And
right.
everybody else, they wanted to interview like politicians. And anyone that knows me knows that that's not where my passions lie. So I was thinking, right, how can I put my own spin on this? So I decided to interview a local footballer, a local rugby player, and a local wrestler.
Anyone that we might
Yeah.
recognize?
Tyko, Stephen Whittaker, MySpace striker, who's now sadly retired.
Oh, he's retired.
But yeah, but honestly, probably one of, if not the best local player that I've ever watched. So yeah, he's probably the biggest name that I interviewed at that point. And then it came to the website, and I wanted to continue doing these interviews after actually finishing the course. So I was trying to think of a name to continue it, and yeah, this is my dad's claim to fame. He's the one that came up with the name Sport Thought. So, yeah, I'm gonna have to give.
Inside information there.
I'm gonna have to give Big Kev a shout out. Big Kev, he's the one that came up with the name Sport Thought.
Well, you heard it here first. But yes, so like do you want to like go into like what you exactly do like and like the process behind doing every like interview?
Yeah, so basically, I will do about, I'd say, at least two articles a week. And then once a month, I'll do a video, which I've just started a new series called Craig Tries, where I go around
Nice.
trying out new sport or like different sports. Anyone that knows me, they know that I'm not the most athletic of human beings. Yes, I like to call myself the fit fat man.
Hey, no one's perfect, huh? No one's perfect.
But hopefully, if you tuned into episode one and two of Craig Tries, you'll see that I'm pretty good at these sports. I've done a bit of gymnastics, I've done a bit of strongman. So yeah, I'm not too shabby, I'd say. And
You did
then
an
with
amazing
the
cartwheel.
arm, thanks. Strangely enough, though, that was in the strongman episode.
that took me out. That was actually really fun to witness. I can't, because even I can't do the cartwheel.
Yeah, it's not something that when you see a bloke my size, you expect them to just pop out.
See, size doesn't matter.
That's the whole premise of the series. So yeah, but going back to the articles, so like I said, I'll do probably at least two a week, and it's been like that since 2018 when I first started. And basically, like my whole like premise of Sport Thought is to support local talent. So if I can do that through my articles and give them a bit of promotion, give any like local sports clubs a bit of promotion, then I'm happy. And that's basically the aim of Sport Thought, is to try and raise the profile of local sports people and local sports clubs. So yeah.
Do you reckon, like, over the past 10 years that you've seen a change, especially with, you know, the Island Games and now recently Wrexham being bought by Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney, and, you know, the Disney Plus documentary that they've published as well? Do you reckon all this is slowly pushing the right direction for Anglesey and North Wales?
Yeah, definitely. I think obviously the Wrexham and Ryan Reynolds, that's all helping like put North Wales on the map, like for the rest of the world, because I think obviously with that documentary, there's millions of people that would have watched that have never really heard of North Wales. I think that's massive for like putting us on the map for the rest of the world. But I think us locally, we know about the talents that we've got here, and like I said, that's what I hope to do, is to help more and more people realise that and see that. And I think we definitely see that in the Island Games, when Ernest Bourne men won gold and Ernest Bourne women's won silver. Outstanding talent that we've got in North Wales, and obviously Anglesey. But yeah, I'd like to hope that it's on the rise, that more people are going out and watching their local teams and supporting their local clubs. So
create more of a sense of community again. Because I think, myself personally, I think the sense of community has been lost on Anglesey. I don't think it's not as close as it used to be. And I think hopefully this will obviously help create a more stronger and tighter community, with actually appreciating local talent, which is what obviously you're supporting. Which I think obviously since the Island Games, because as someone who went to go watch the Island Games, I think it's the finale, It was amazing. The amount of people, a lot of cultures came. It was nice to experience. And yeah, I do think, you know, I felt more community then than I have done for the past 18 years I did live in Raleigh and near Holyhead and that.
But yeah, definitely. I think if people have like a like similar passion for something, that's going to help create a feeling of community. And I think football clubs are brilliant at doing that. See that all over the island. I think there's around 20 clubs that are currently active on the island. So, basically, no matter where you live, you're gonna find a football club that's pretty close to you. And if you're looking to feel that sense of community, feel like you're part of something, I'd 100% go for it. And even if you don't like football, there's loads of other clubs locally, like rugby. That's huge at the moment. Well, it's just huge. Yeah, huge in general. So yeah, there's gonna be a club for you definitely on the island. So what I'd say is, if you're looking to feel like that family vibe or that community vibe, 100% go out and you'll be welcomed with open arms. These are really good people that run these clubs. So yeah, 100% go for it.
Do you think that there's a lack of money for it not being as successful as it has done in, say, cities or anywhere else in the UK compared to North Wales? Because obviously it was considered one of the most deprived areas from a recent statistic. So do you reckon that's obviously had an impact, with obviously not having the greatest, you know, facilities for local clubs? And there's not some places don't have stands either. You just have to stand behind a fence.
To be fair, that's kind of the beauty of local football. No matter what the limitations are, whether that be money, whether that be stands, facilities, these clubs will continue going because of the amazing volunteers that they've got at the club. So although yes, there probably is a huge lack of funding for these local clubs, that's not going to stop them. People, like I said, with myself, I literally run Sport Thought because I'm passionate about it. And that's the same with these clubs. They have but they're volunteers that work like a full-time job to help like keep these clubs running. And yeah, like I said, no matter what the limitations are, these clubs will keep going, even if they're not backed or supported by whoever gives out the funding. I'm not gonna be the one that says anything about that. All I'm saying is that yeah, these clubs are like run by volunteers who deserve so much praise, and sometimes people don't even know who they are,
Yeah.
like outside the club. But no matter what, they'll continue, like they'll keep the club running, and like I said, they deserve huge, huge amounts of praise.
So, what do you enjoy the most out of it? Obviously, you see, you get to see, you know, center community, you get to help local people, but let's be something that you most enjoy the most.
Oh, so the biggest like the reason why I do it, and I've had this quite a lot recently, is that after I've done an article or after I've done a video, is firstly seeing like people enjoy it. Like if we're talking about the video Craig Tries, the amount of people that have commented saying, "Oh my God, this made my day," or like, "Craig, that's hilarious." That gives me so much joy. Like knowing that I've made somebody smile. That's huge for me, because yeah, people might not be having a great day. They can watch me trying to do front flips, and yeah, if that puts a little smile on their face, that'll do me. And then, with the articles, I'll often get the person that I've done the article on say, "Oh, thank you very much. Like, really appreciate it." Or like another example. I've had like people's grandparents comment saying, "Oh, I'm so proud of you." So yeah, seeing stuff like that really like makes me like know that I'm doing the right thing and know that that I should definitely continue with what I'm doing. Yeah.
Stuff like heartwarming for it as well. Like,
Yeah.
you feel appreciated.
Yeah, definitely. And like I won't mention the player, but a player messaged me a few weeks back saying that his goals at the start of the season was to feature on Sport Thought,
Oh,
and
is it?
that like really I don't know why, but that really got me right in the feels. I like I that could have made me cry. I'm not even joking. It's that hit me really hard, seeing like that I had that much of an impact on this local player, and I'm like, I won't share the player's name, but I'm glad to say that he's doing very well this season, and he's a good lad. So yeah, no, it was really nice, and like it reiterated why I do what I do.
Oh, that's really nice too, actually. So it came into it as a whole. So you obviously you're situated in Anglesey, on Anglesey. Has that always been your intentions, or did you ever aspire to travel further afield?
Oh, see, this might be the boring answer, but yeah, I am a homeboy. I love North Wales, Anglesey, and yeah, when I was in university in Bangor, when everyone was coming to their final year, they were talking that they wanted to go to Manchester, to Liverpool, and I was thinking, right, how can I stay in North Wales? Yeah, like I said, I'm a homeboy. I really love living here. I love being close to my family. Like for me, family is like key. Like family is the best. And obviously my friends too. So yeah, I couldn't live without them. So yeah, I had no ambitions of moving away. And everything that I need and want is right here on my doorstep. So I don't need to go anywhere.
So you feel like quite content with what you have currently. You don't think, like, I don't know, living in, say, America would impact you? Because also you hear, you can actually be shown, because it's like such a small area, Anglesey. It's nice, people know who you are. If you were in the middle of a city, it'd be much harder to break out as well.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. It's there's something quite nice when I go to like a local game. And although people sometimes might not know me as Craig Roberts, I often get, "Hey, Sport But so yeah, that's quite nice. Like you said, I wouldn't get that in America. So, but no, I definitely don't feel like I'm missing out on anything. Staying here in Wales, like I said, it's I've got everything I want here in Wales. I'm not missing out on anything. I personally would like to see like more people staying in Wales rather than going somewhere else. But no, definitely for me, I'm very happy with what I've got.
Obviously with living here on Anglesey, there's a lot, it's a strong sense of pride in the Welsh language and the culture. Do you think that over time that your Welsh has improved since, starting Sportthought? Because obviously you've probably encountered a lot of players who are probably first language Welsh and who might struggle to speak English. So is that like something you've noticed or?
Yeah, definitely. So, I my Welsh has definitely improved over the years, and I've been doing courses to improve my Welsh. And like you said, that there are players that are first language Welsh that will stop and talk to you. And I thankfully now I feel like I can actually speak back to them in Welsh. Whereas maybe a few years ago, before I started the Welsh courses, I probably wouldn't have been able to do that, or like my confidence wouldn't have been high enough to do that. But no, thankfully, like through practicing talking to different people in Welsh, it's helped improve, obviously my knowledge of Welsh, but my confidence as well. I think that's a huge thing for people, is that they lack confidence in talking the language. But my advice would just be to practice. Practice makes perfect. So yeah, just give it a go, even if it's just a few words here and there. But yeah, definitely, it's important that we keep the language going, and try and talk as much as we can.
Yeah, of course. That's what Queen and Kale 2050 is the that's our ambition is to get, 1 million more speakers. That's yeah, we got to see that happen. But yeah, you mentioned the courses that improved your Welsh. And would you like to list any, like, so obviously people to point people in the right direction of improving our Welsh?
The course that I've done is a course called Sgiliaeth, and they've been brilliant. Like I said, a couple of years ago, and I'm ashamed of it, but my Welsh was terrible. But I'd like to say now that it's at a good standard where I can hold a conversation. Obviously, there's some words that I forget. There's some words that I don't know, but I definitely feel like in the next year or so, I'd be more than happy just to speak Welsh. And I feel like that is something that should be promoted further in locally.
Yeah. Do you see have you seen an increase of Welsh being used in football itself? Like, obviously not. I'm not talking about maybe can have him playing against, I don't know, someone else. But in general, do you see an increase of Welsh speakers playing football?
Yeah, I definitely feel like with every team, you will definitely hear some Welsh. There's no doubt about that. Referees, they all speak Welsh as well. So yeah, I'd say definitely in like local sports, it's difficult to not hear any Welsh, which is a great thing. Do you know what I mean? And that's something that we want to see more of. So yeah, I'd say it's in a good place, but obviously we need to be seeing more of it.
So, do you cover any other sports, or do you intend to cover in this any other sports? Like, I don't know, for example, cricket or more women's sports, even.
Yeah, so actually just yesterday I released an article on a player for Llangefni Ladies. And yeah, any sport, not just football, although that is the,
Primary,
I'd
like.
say, the primary focus. Yeah, but I'd say that's down to the popularity of football. I think it's obvious that is the most watched sport in the world. And obviously, there's more football teams than any other clubs, locally. So there's bound to be a higher percentage of football. But no, Sport Thought will happily cover any sports. And that's, again, that's why I've done the series Craig Tries, so I can give that sort of like promotion to these other clubs. Because I may not have written about gymnastics, but I've now given it a go and I've promoted a local club. So yeah, like I said, any sports, if anyone from any sports wants to do an interview, then drop me a message.
And so now if we go into the Craig Tries videos you've been doing, as you mentioned earlier, how do you feel like doing that? What inspired you to create this new form of series, obviously? And obviously it's nice to see some form of film on Anglesey, really, because that's not, you know, I think we could both talk about this, there's not much filming going on Anglesey at all, and so this is quite like nice to see. It's obviously inspiring for younger people as well, who might, you know, have a slight interest in the creative arts. And yeah, so is there anything like you want to say about it?
Well, firstly, I appreciate the what you've said about the series. I'd like to hope that the experience is increasing, like the opportunities. We've just seen Aria Studios open up in Cangevny. Obviously, the business that you're working for. So we are seeing these opportunities come up more and more. And like the camera guys that work on Craig Tries, they're young people trying to break into the media industry. So they're getting an experience there. Obviously, with everything, there could be more opportunities. But I'd like to hope that there is an increase, and that we are seeing, hopefully, a change and an improvement in these opportunities for young people in the media industry in North Wales.
Is there anything you reckon that needs to be done or pushed for it to see more creative arts being considered an actual study rather than obviously norm being mathematics or English or Welsh? Do you reckon like there needs to be maybe film festivals or maybe just more like introduce film media as more of like a necessary curriculum to inspire people to be more creative?
Yeah, definitely. And I think the film festival is a great idea. Like something like that on Anglesey would be huge. And I think not only would it be huge for people that are looking to get into media, but I feel like people of Anglesey would probably get behind that. In terms of like schools, maybe teaching film and TV, I definitely think that we are moving in that direction, that we are realizing like how big the film and TV industry is. And I think in the not so near, like distant future, we probably will be seeing more schools take up that subject and maybe teach it at a younger age. With everything, change is quite difficult to force. But like I said, I think we are seeing an improvement and a more positive view on film and media. You just have to look at the impact of social media, YouTube, TikTok and stuff like that. We're seeing people that are working full time from these apps that people would just maybe discarded a few years ago. Yeah. But we're now seeing how huge media is, and it's not something that should be just brushed aside. I know there's a lot of kids that are saying that they want to become YouTubers, and maybe a few years ago this would have been laughed at, but I think we're definitely we're in the generation where that's a possibility. There's people making a lot of money from social media and from applications like YouTube. So No, definitely. I think there's a change. There's a change coming. And I think it's going to be a positive one, hopefully.
Yeah, with every generation, something new comes, and it's where we adapt. That's to film has it went from very basic elements of just taking a photograph to now, and then it went from creating just an actual aspect of life, and now we've people in their rooms doing dances and uploading it online, or being preachers on TikTok. That people do their own things, and it's nice to see that people are embracing who they really are, and they don't have to have money to do what they want to do anymore. All you need is a phone with a camera, with TikTok, and you can easily become famous. And I think there's definitely something coming. Hopefully it's positive. I mean, I hope there's not any other Andrew Tates being created, or I don't know, Jake Pauls. I hope there's something good. But no, I do hope there's something more for the film industry, and we'll see. I think it comes with time, and as you said, you can't force change. So I think we'll just have to see how it's going. Obviously, there's things in place in Adios Studios, and we just got to hope that maybe a big production like Bad Wolf come as well, and that would be amazing. Because I did recall talking to someone from Bad Wolf before, and they did mention how they were interested in creating the film industry, no, pushing the film industry up into the north of Wales, because there obviously everything is based in the south. That is where majority of the film industry gets its funding from, because obviously it's a big city. But so is there anything like you want to give advice for people who want to go into sport journalism, or just into the film industry in general?
Yeah, so my advice to people is just give it a go. Like the worst thing that someone could tell you is no. Like, but you think of the best thing that somebody could tell you. Like, even if it's just an email to say, "Oh, can I have some work experience?" You think, yeah, the worst thing that they could say is no. But the best scenario is that they ask you to come in, and then if you impress them, potentially further work there. So yeah, just don't be afraid to put yourself out there. Yeah, just yeah, give it a go. Don't just sit back and wait for things to happen. Make it happen yourself.
Yeah, I think. And any advice for future off speakers?
Just practice, 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 practice. Yeah. So any opportunity you get, try your best to just give it a go, even if it's just a few words here and there. Just give it a go. There will be times where you make like mistakes, but people are willing to help, and I think it's definitely important for like people to try and keep like the language alive and speak it as much as possible. So yeah, just practice and try your best. That's the only thing I can. That's what I say to myself. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Craig. You've been really insightful. Hopefully, you've given people out there great advice for them to follow in your footsteps with, going into sport journalism or going to the film industry. So, yeah, thank you very much for that. Is there anything you'd like to promote at the end of this? Maybe Craig tries.
Yeah. So, check out Craig Tries and go and give sport thought a like. We're getting close to 4,000 followers on Facebook, but we also have an Instagram and a YouTube account. So yeah, I'd much like appreciate it if you could drop us a like or a follow. Yeah, let us know that you came from listening to this. That'd be great. Thank you.